Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hebrews 13 verse 8 puts it this way. I like this one. I think this is the one most people know. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Are you there? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and I like the way it starts there, and today, and forever. So that gives us some confidence that what we went through in the past, we can look at how He handled everything or how He secured us in the past. And we can say, hey, He's going to do it today. And then forevermore. That is good to know that Jesus Christ is the same. So I want to let you know tonight that you can take comfort in Jesus Christ because He is not changing. So in the midst of change, you have that anchor that will never change. Isn't that good? We have that anchor that will never change. So we already talked about change is going to happen. We talked about the seasons change, time change, nation changes, music style, technology, cultures, our personal lives, our ministries, our financial situation. Everything changes. Think about it. God tells us to grow. And as we grow, we have to what? Change. Do you want to stay a 2-year-old baby and want things your way all the time? Or do you want to grow? He tells you what? To desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may what? Grow. And He wants you to grow so that you can do His will. Now there are 5 things I want you to remember when God brings change. 5 things when God brings changes. The first one is God has a people He will preserve. And it's called His church. They are separated and holy unto the Lord. He always preserves His church. So in the midst of changes, God will protect you. Isn't that good to know? That with the world going around, with all these changes, and I'm telling you, if you look at our landscape of our country, our world today, thank God that God does not change. Because I mean, we're seeing some stuff that we've never seen before. But the constant that we can take comfort in is that if you look through the Bible, as it said, Jesus was the same yesterday. When you look at the Old Testament, those were given for our learning. And we see that how He's always protected His people. The question tonight is, are you a part of the body of the church? Now, I'm not talking about Trinity here. I'm talking about, are you a part of the body of Christ? If you are, He is going to protect you. Because He made the promise that He will protect you. Now, the next thing I want you to remember is that God has a purpose. And the purpose is to know Jesus and to make Him known. So you always ask the question, if someone knows Christ, it's easy to tell if they do. If they know Christ, they are making Him known, not themselves or anything else. So His purpose for whatever we go to is to...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.